Philip Semper, PhD, Surgeon Care. Today's date is 08/04/2022. Dictation is for. Tuesday, Duncan spells D-U-N-K-L-I-N. Tuesday spells T-U-E-S-D-A-E. Date of birth is 04/06/1995. This is a 27-year-old here with painful urination period and discharge period. Patient endorses unprotected sex approximately 1 or 2 weeks ago and said in the last 4 days she's been noticing discharge, which she described as brownish, along with painful urination, which has increased today, period. Patient described pain as burning. She said pain is approximately 6 of 10 increase with urine. And said pain is present in the suprapubic region and is non-radiating, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. She denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next line. Correction. She denies vomiting or diarrhea. She does endorse nausea. Period. Patient status. She continues to smoke cigarettes and marijuana, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Patient stated the last cycle was in. Was less than a month ago, she said, and it was, she said it was in July 8th, and was normal, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented. And no acute distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 99%, urinary blood pressure is 103 over 66, pulse 75, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph, patient is hearing and speech impaired, so history was taken by handwriting back and forth. So his history and physical took a while to complete, period. Next paragraph, HENT, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, or rigidity, no manageable signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rhythm with a grade 2 systolic murmur. Next paragraph. Abdomen non-distended, no guarding, mild tenderness in the suprapubic region, no rebound, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macular papules, no vesicles, eboli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macular papules, no vesicles or eboli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, she's alert oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. So, correction. Sensory motor functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is urethritis. Number two, sexually transmitted disease. Number three, hearing and speech impairment. Next paragraph, urinalysis was done today. Urinalysis reveals. negative nitrite, negative leukocyte esterase, negative blood. Next paragraph. GC and chlamydia was sent out by urine. Patients express interest in having tests for HIV, syphilis, hepatitis. Herpes. However, several attempts were made to have a blood drawn, but was unsuccessful. She says she has to go to work, so we advise her to return to have this blood drawn to complete these tests. Period. She says she understands and will come back. Next paragraph, in clinic today, patient was given an injection of lincomycin, 300 milligrams IM. She was observed in clinic for an additional 20 minutes. And during which time she displayed no side effects from the medication, period. Next paragraph, patient was discharged with doxycycline, 100 milligrams. She would take one pill BID. She was educated extensively on STDs and the importance of having a boyfriend treated. She says she understands and will comply. She was given strict return precautions. It says she will come back maybe tomorrow for labs and visitation.